The 12 today are sent out simply but powerfully. Luke's account of Jesus' sending out of those closest to him should be familiar to us all. It's vivid in detail. No food, no money, no second tunic. We can imagine ourselves with such restraints, such openness to Jesus' mission. It's the last detail that sticks to, even as it releases. If they do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. This dust shaking would symbolize a desire to have no connection to a place, however slight. To the smallest speck of dust, I am distant from you. There's wisdom in this, of course. How often we struggle to let go, mentally seizing control in situations where someone is perhaps making a poor decision, someone repeatedly not open to our advice. Shake the dust from your feet, we can repeat as a mantra, and charity and weakness. But what if there was something accepted in that village, however little? And it's time to get a little dusty, put shaking far from us. There are 13 million Catholics in China, a country not very open to the practice of religion, a country in which a government approved above ground Catholic Church and a secretive below ground one coexist. This weekend, perhaps you heard, it was announced that the Vatican had made a provisional, though breakthrough, agreement with the Chinese government, clarifying the naming of bishops, seeking to unify the church. This built on the desire of Pope Benedict, Pope St. John Paul II, years of hoping to tread more fully in China. Our church is capable of wisdom, of waiting, of shaking off and adding on the dust to our feet. May God help us discern the proper stance we need to take today. May God unite us in this liturgy in heart with our Catholic brothers and sisters in China.